He's a political operator with decades of experience, wrangling campaigns for US Republican candidates and even working for dictators around the world. I'm talking about Paul Manafort, who's been making headlines recently because he's facing more than a dozen federal indictments. But it's a complex story. He's Donald Trump's former campaign director, and he's facing two separate trials for a range of financial crimes. This latest one is also the first trial stemming from charges brought by special counsel Robert Mueller, who's investigating Russian interference in the US elections. So why does all of this matter to the president? We'll have had a chat to Matt Bevin, who's presenting the ABC podcast Russia, if you're listening. Matt Bevin, I don't want to turn this into an idiot's guide on Paul Manafort, but can I start by asking a simple question? Who is he?
So Paul Manafort was the campaign director of Donald Trump's campaign for a few months in the middle of 2016, really quite a crucial time of the campaign, really between when Donald Trump became the last man standing in the race for the Republican nomination through the convention that we, you know, remember the big convention with Donald Trump up there on the stage. Through till around about October, sort of a little bit before October, when it was discovered in the media that Paul Manafort had incredibly close ties to the former president of Ukraine, the former Russian-backed president of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych. Viktor Yanukovych was run out of Ukraine in a revolution in 2014, and that triggered an enormous amount of change in Ukraine, including Russia sort of stepping into Crimea. And Paul Manafort was run out of town too. And so essentially it became incompatible with him being in charge of the Trump campaign, this knowledge. And so he left. And since then, just more and more things have been found out about Paul Manafort.
Now, on that note, no doubt you're glued to this current trial, this current Manafort trial. What's the trial all about?
So the trial has nothing to do with Donald Trump at all. The trial is all about his time in Ukraine. So while he was in Ukraine, he was there for about 9 years. He was working for Yanukovych. He earned about $65 million from Yanukovych, his party, and from the Ukrainian government. And he imported that money back into the United States and didn't pay very much tax on it. And the issue is, firstly, that he didn't pay tax on it. Secondly, that he was not declaring that he had foreign bank accounts. And thirdly, when Yanukovych left and Paul Manafort's money income dried up, he still had a whole lot of debts to a Russian oligarch by the name of Oleg Deripaska. And then it appears that Paul Manafort engaged in a fair bit of bank fraud in order to try and pay off those debts and to keep himself in the lifestyle to which he had become accustomed, which was wearing incredibly expensive suits and living in very nice houses and owning many, many cars.
So you say it's got nothing to do with Donald Trump, and these are some very serious allegations, but broadly, why do we care? Why is this trial important in the context of the broader Robert Mueller investigation?
So far in the Robert Mueller investigation into Donald Trump, just about everyone who is an American who has been charged with something has done a deal with Robert Mueller whereby they become a cooperating witness. They will tell Robert Mueller anything he wants to know about anyone to do with the Trump campaign, and they do that in exchange for a lighter sentence for the crimes they have been charged with. Most of the crimes that people have been charged with is lying to the FBI. Michael Flynn, National Security Advisor for a very short period of time, lied to the FBI about his contacts with Russians. Instead of going to jail, he's done a deal with Robert Mueller. And as has Rick Gates, who was Paul Manafort's deputy. But Paul Manafort hasn't. Paul Manafort is holding strong, holding the line, refusing to do the deal with Robert Mueller. And so Robert Mueller is slapping more and more criminal charges, taking him to trial, essentially to try and put so much pressure on him that eventually he will agree to become a witness against Donald Trump himself and the rest of the collaborators in the Trump campaign. It hasn't worked so far, despite the fact that, you know, Paul Manafort is a 70-year-old man and he is looking at, you know, decades of jail time.
I was going to ask, because it's potentially life in prison, isn't it, if he's convicted?
Almost certainly it'll be life in prison if he's convicted of all the crimes he's charged with. And, you know, the legal analysis at the moment is that he probably will be, because there is this long paper trail that they've managed to unearth, and they have cooperating witnesses who are saying that, yes, I committed crimes and Paul Manafort committed these crimes along with me. It seems pretty likely that Paul Manafort will be convicted, and he has really two options of getting out. One is that he flips and cooperates with Mueller. The other is that the president pardons him. And at the moment, it's really a race to see which one of those comes first.
You've mentioned that they are separate issues, the broader Robert Mueller investigation to Russian collusion and the financial crimes that that Paul Manafort's facing at the moment. But even though they're separate issues, if Manafort is convicted, will this add weight to Robert Mueller's other investigation into Russia? Will it, in a sense, vindicate what he's doing?
Probably not. It is all about the pressure. It's all about trying to get Paul Manafort to cooperate with Mueller. I don't know that anyone, you know, if Paul Manafort is convicted of bank fraud and tax fraud and that sort of thing, that doesn't really reflect anything on the rest of the investigation. It simply says that Donald Trump hired this dodgy dude to run his campaign. That's really all it says. But, you know, there really is no pretense here. There is no, you know, the judge in this trial in Virginia has openly said, I understand what's happening here. I understand this trial is just to try and get this guy to flip. So do we really need to go through all this? I suppose we do. All right, fine. Call your witnesses. Show me the documents, all that sort of thing. But it has been, you know, in the meantime, despite the fact that it is really a show trial, it has been quite spectacular, because the most spectacular thing is that this guy, Rick Gates, who was Mueller's collaborator for a decade and then became the deputy campaign manager on the Trump campaign, who has turned state's witness, has really just come up and admitted to so many crimes. He's come up and said, we've defrauded that bank and we didn't pay tax and we didn't do this, and all the way we stole from these people, and I stole from Manafort as well, by the way, and I've stolen from everyone I've ever worked for. And
very exciting for any journalist.
Yeah, it's been very exciting, even if it is a bit of a sideshow.
Yeah. Is there a time frame for Robert Mueller's investigation? Where are we at more broadly with how that's going at this point?
It's hard to know. Robert Mueller's investigation is more leak-proof than probably any other organisation I've ever come across.
Right.
Nothing has come out of that investigation that Robert Mueller didn't want to come out of it. So it's difficult to know where he's up to. We know that he is trying to get an interview with the president. They've been in negotiations about whether or not that interview is going to happen for several months now. Then again, there is a bit of speculation that there will be pressure on Robert Mueller to get it done rather quickly, because we have the midterm elections coming up in less than 3 months now.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he's not done, he's not done, and he may take a pause during the last couple of months up towards the election, in which case, you know, we'll have a bit of silence, and then, you know, it'll all ramp up again sort of early next year. But, you know, in terms of the time frame on all these things, Watergate took 2 years. From the burglary to the resignation of Richard Nixon. The Whitewater Affair, which was the wide-ranging investigation into Bill Clinton, took 4 years and was far less productive than this investigation has been. You know, we've got dozens of people charged with almost 100 crimes now. So, you know, it's been productive. Lots has happened, but it's unclear how much longer it's going to take. But it's going to be interesting on the way there.
Well, indeed, exciting times. Matt Bevan, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Tom.
Matt Bevan there. His podcast is called Russia, If You're Listening, and this coming week he'll be exploring former FBI Director James Comey. You can subscribe on your favourite podcast app, and it's also on the ABC website.